The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is Friday, live from New York. What a week. What a week. I'm thinking. I'm feeling it. I'm thinking we had the Columbus Day. Columbus Day. We had a big Columbus Day. Don't forget, I was in Philadelphia the day before. People couldn't believe it. Friday, a week ago today, we had such fun at Michael's of Brooklyn. We did the big press conference with John and Margo, Katsimatidis. That was great, celebrating Italian-American Heritage Month. How great is that? How great is that? And now we're off and running, and now I'm going from Columbus Day to the Rabbinical College of New Jersey with my friend, the rabbi, Rabbi Herson there, my dear friend, and we're going to keep going right up till Christmas time pretty much. But you know what? We want you to see it because there's a couple events. Suffolk Theater I'm at, November. Is Josh waiting, by the way?
No.
The congressman? I'm waiting for a congressman.
No, we're waiting on him to call.
November 20th. Put the congressman on hold while I plug my dates, you know. Oh, by the way, be right with you, sir. November 20th, Suffolk Theater. We're going to have a great show. We're at the Friars Club. If you're thinking about joining the Friars Club or getting into the whole Friars Club circle, we will be there November 18th. It's going to be fun with the incredible talent of Haley Reinhardt. And I think Sal Valentinetti's coming down.
Yeah.
Sal, the voice. The voice will be there.
They have a very nice pool tournament, if you'd like to join.
Yeah, Eugene Landau Murphy. And Dave Damiani, it's going to be a great time. Then we're going to go out to Atlantic City. We have this show down at the ocean. It's a corporate show. We're so excited. So they actually have, and I don't want to tip the hand here, but we've got sparklers shooting out in the sky. What they call dry sparklers in the middle of my performance. Thank you. So I guess during New York, maybe we do it or something. Or maybe,
I like that.
Maybe,
yeah.
Why not? It's going to be just
it's like
so
Concert of the Americas with the fireworks at the end.
You know, it's so true. So we do that, and then we roll into some other dates, but pretty much that is it. And also November 12th at Lorenzo's, we're down there having a great time at Lorenzo's. I'm with the National Italian-American Foundation, and I don't think it's too late to – it's pretty sold out, but I think you can still go to NIAF.org, NIAF.org. Maria Bartiromo and I, Dina Martin will be down there. We're honoring the Russo brothers, certainly are always there, but we're honoring Stanley Tucci, so that's going to be a great time. Hey, can I grab a call, or are we waiting for the congressman? We good?
You can grab a call.
Let me get Jim then. Jim in Manhattan. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning. You know, Joe, you know, people like positive, optimistic presidents like Theodore Roosevelt, JFK, and Reagan. And Kamala Harris's recent comments, I think, project our own shameful past as her family owned slaves in Jamaica, not the U.S. And there was always widespread slavery in the Caribbean, Latin America, and Africa, but they keep attacking this country. My opinion, Biden-Harris's pessimistic negative mentality explains their total lack of pragmatism and problem solving and messing everything up.
You're absolutely right, and I don't understand the negative approach to everything from this administration. Your point is well taken. And by the way, Bill, who called about Lieutenant Colonel Scheller and the analogy of Billy Mitchell, I said it doesn't really hold because Billy Mitchell was such an incredible hero, you know, in the First and Second World War. And in the First World War, Billy Mitchell. He was court-martialed. Billy Mitchell was so that in that sense, I know what you're talking about. But when somebody gives that much to the country, you almost got to give them a pass. So, but they went after Billy Mitchell and they're going after Scheller, and you got to let us know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. Congressman Josh Gottheimer, kind enough, he's busy as ever, and kind enough to check in on the radio. And he is the Democrat representing New Jersey's 5th District. Congressman, welcome back to the show, Josh. Great to have you with us.
Hey,
always.
Josh. How are you, man?
Yeah, well, I'm all right. I'm good, man. Great to hear from you. All good in your life. Otherwise, it's crazy, right, Josh?
Everything's great. You know, kids are in school.
Yeah.
You know, we're good. We're happy.
I know. Look at it. And we're up and we're at them. Hey, Congressman, so tell us exactly. You went out on the limb and you said we should pass the infrastructure package before we do anything else. You're campaigning for getting SALT, just getting the SALT back, and getting this thing that you and I have talked about forever, Josh Gottheimer, is the gateway tunnel between Jersey and New York. So this is, first of all, thank you for like going against the grain and saying, well, let's settle this. What is it, about $1.2 trillion package?
$1.2 bipartisan.
Bipartisan. Give us a breakdown of what you're up against, Josh, if you would.
Sure. Well, just for everyone who's listening who's not plugged in day to day, you know, this is a huge moment for Jersey and for the tri-state area because we've been fighting to get this infrastructure package. This is roads, bridges, tunnels, rail, you know, Jersey Transit. All the things that we deal with, you know, getting to work every day or going to see friends, right? I mean, this is huge for us. And what you just mentioned, Joe, which we've talked about a lot, is this package would include funding for the Gateway Tunnel, which is the train tunnel between New York and New Jersey. The current one's 113 years old and literally crumbling. And so this package not only would deal with lead in the water and fix our we've got in Jersey the third worst roads in the country. A third of our bridges are literally considered unsafe. So we've been for 30 years or more trying to get a deal done and get an infrastructure investment. Finally, we've got it. We came together, Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate. And they got voted on in the Senate in early August, 69 senators, including 19 Republicans, everyone from Mitch McConnell to Joe Manchin supported this bill. And, you know, huge momentum coming out of it. And it's been sitting in the House since the beginning of August waiting for our action. So a bunch of us have been coming together, Democrats and Republicans, and saying, let's get a vote on this thing. Let's not hold it up anymore. You got 2 million jobs, most of them labor jobs, on the line right now waiting to get done. So that's a little top line about the fight that we're in the middle of.
But what was great that you just said, flooding. People forget about flooding. It happens over and over again in the Passaic River Basin, the whole Passaic River area, and they don't do anything about it. So with that infrastructure,
look at Hurricane Ida, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We got creamed in my district. I mean, I went around because of the flooding in the rivers that just crushed so many of our communities' home. I was in a place there's literally 10 feet of water in the basement up to the first floor, and these places are they're still empty because you know you haven't got to gut these places, and some people lost so much money and their possessions. And now you're seeing these storms and the fires and you look around the country and the heat, as we saw this summer, and these heat waves year after year. You got to make sure we're prepared for this stuff. It's a huge economic hit, not just, of course, a impact on our climate and our health, but you look at the Jersey Shore with the tide risings and the water levels rising. We got to deal with this.
Yeah, it's true. But no matter what, it always happens to the poor folks in Wayne, Little Falls, that area as well. And they won't do anything about it. So you go.
You remember that, right? From when you were West Essex, right? You go down. Remember Little Falls down there.
Remember that?
Year after year. And the Willbrook Mall, right? Flooded up every year.
I know. And we were, of course, up the road a little bit, up the drive a little bit to West Essex High School, which was great. But the flooding was always right down there and has not changed. So your point is well taken, Congressman, and much appreciated that something has to be done. Who do you talk to in Washington saying, let's just do the first part of this so we don't have to add the $3.5 or $5 trillion package on top of it? Let's do first things first. It's a logical enough request, Josh, you know?
Well, what we have said is, and something I've been fighting for, right, for weeks now, and, you know, some of my friends are on the left are beating me up about it. I said, we have the vote ready. Let's take the vote. And the other package, which, by the way, is you probably saw the president announce that he's brought the number down to somewhere between $1.9 and $2.3 trillion. And it'll ultimately be what I'm focused on is making sure that it's targeted. And that it's good for Jersey, that other package. And that's our key to getting SALT back, our state and local tax deduction back. So that's what I've said, no SALT, no dice. If there's not SALT in that other package, you know, I can't be behind it. But what we've overall said, you know, there's no reason you hold up one for the other. These are two separate pieces of legislation. They should each be considered on their own merits and be debated. One is done. It's been voted on. It's sitting there waiting for action in the House. We can go to the president's desk this week if we actually voted. And the other one is still being worked on and negotiated. And, you know, I'm confident we'll get that done as well. But you don't hold one up for the other, and that doesn't make sense when you've got – you can get shovels in the ground and people to work right away. Why would you hold up, you know, this historic once-in-a-century investment in our nation's infrastructure?
You're making far too much sense for a politician, Josh Gottheimer. I'm telling
you. Right away.
Man, I'll tell you, really, honestly, they would just listen because it's all – you know, it's so funny how you stay on the outside down there. And true to your party, and I know people are going to yell at me because, you know, you're putting the Democrat on the air and we want to try to get somebody to beat Josh Gottheimer, and you and I chat. And I know you get heat down there going, Joe Piscopo, I thought he was dead. I mean, you know, you got to hear that. Well, no, now wait.
No, so basically, why would you go on? I say because you should talk to – I work for – you know,
yes,
I work with anybody.
Exactly.
We work for everyone.
Exactly. God bless.
And what's wrong with having common sense and reasonable?
Tip,
I know that's not allowed. Or
Tip O'Neill,
anymore,
Ronald Reagan. Tip O'Neill, Ronald Reagan.
Right.
That's like, that. There
right.
It is in a nutshell. Hey, speaking of which, Congressman Gottheimer, and we do appreciate your time, Josh. I know how busy you are, man. So the supply chain crisis, we're going to fix it. Why did it get so bad? What's the impetus of it? And when will we address? I saw what the president said, but my hopes aren't high. They're going to close this before Christmas time.
Well,
you and I, we got kids. We got presents to buy, my friend.
No kidding. You know, you saw it. You know, here's the problem. During COVID, there was the demand increase, right? People at home, they're ordering more stuff online, right? They're not going out to the stores at first. They're ordering more online. The demand starts increasing. And people, of course, in the ports in Asia and China, right? There are fewer people working because they were dealing with COVID as well. A lot of the ports were closed. They're still messed up over there. You know, they don't have the number of people that would normally be working. They've got energy issues over there where they have to shut down for days on end. So that's one issue. You're not getting stuff out of China and Asia. The other big issue, which people don't like to talk about, but there's five major shipping companies, the big carriers of ocean liners that you see with all the containers on the top of them. I'm sure everyone has seen them coming in off the ports.
Sure,
you see them right off the coast in Jersey and New York. They used to cost before COVID for someone to import in, whether you're talking about masks, you know, COVID-19 masks, or you're talking about toys or clothing, those used to cost about $1,000 to bring a container in, to fill it up and bring it in from China. $1,000, where, as you know, so much is manufactured over there now.
Yeah.
Now it's up to, ready for this?
Yeah.
$25,000 for a container. So you can imagine, if it goes from $1,000 to $25,000 to pack up a container and ship it over, what the effect is going to be on consumers, on our pocketbook. It's part of why we're seeing prices go up. So you have things getting stuck off the shores, not in the Port of Newark, actually, but on the West Coast. You've got a lot of ships that that are waiting for unloading. You've got trucking issues, right, and people and enough getting enough trucks and enough offloading. Hmm. You got rail issues in the country. It's all one big chain, right?
Yeah,
supply chain. So it's all one big chain.
Yeah.
So you have all this backup on actually moving the goods. So the president stepped in and said, you guys should be open 24/7. He called on the Targets and the Walmarts of the world to bring in trucks 24/7 and move goods so we can try to unclog the problem, unclog it out there. He said, but you've got two issues here, right? You've got a cost issue, which really hits people, and you've got a supply chain movement issue. And we're just sitting here going into Christmas saying, I hope we can get stuff on the shelves and that we can afford it. Because I know you're a parent listening right now. You want to take care of your kids, but
yeah,
you know, we're facing a real challenge here.
I know. It's so true. And that's why I love you and I, and we got to let you go, sir. But Congressman, it's great if we bring manufacturing back to the inner cities, or to the stressed areas. You know, the great job that Andrzej is doing in Patterson, trying to revitalize that town. That's what needs to be done. That's what really needs to be done. And bringing manufacturing back. I'd love for New Jersey to lead
that
initiative.
That's exactly right.
You know, that
we cannot just rely on China to supply us with everything. We saw what happened during COVID when that happened. You know, when you rely on someone else.
Josh, you know, we are very fond of you. With respect, sir, and all of our Republicans, stand down. We're talking to Josh Gottheimer because he's an American. He's an American. Nice Jewish kid from Essex County. By the way, I will be entertaining next week, October 26th, at the Rabbinical College of New Jersey, not to be patronizing.
I love those guys.
You know what? Rabbi Herson would be honored if Josh Gottheimer dropped by. Look, I'll put one more thing on your schedule, man. October
26th. If I don't make it, tell the rabbi I said hi. He's a good buddy. Yeah, he's a good man.
I will for sure, Congressman, if we don't see you there. Josh, thanks for taking the time and joining us, my friend.
I'll talk to you soon, Joe.
Keep us posted. Take care. Congressman Josh Gottheimer representing New Jersey's 5th. 919, Joe, on the radio. Wow,
you see how he said that to you?
He's very smart.
Hey, if I don't get there, tell the rabbi I said hi. See?
Smooth.
See, smart.
Smooth.
Smart. I like this guy.
Me, I would stop. I go, what time do I have to be
there? Okay, what time? I'll be there. How many tunes you want me to do? Want me to do Sinatra? I could throw in some drums. That's all right. Not a problem. See?
He was so smooth.
See?
I got to learn from Josh. Yeah,
beautiful. Ah, you know what? If I don't make it, you know, tell him I said
please send my best.
Please send my best.
Good friend. Love the guy.
Love the guy. Love him.
Got to go. Great talking to you.
I would be like, send my worst. But send my best. Perfect.
Oh, I got to learn. One of these days I'll learn. Maybe not. 920 with Joe on the radio. Susie's on the roads for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny sky, 68 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. What a mess at the inbound, George. Over an hour for the upper, 45 for the lower, all from an earlier stall on the Cross Bronx, eastbound Cross Bronx, westbound to the outbound, George. At least 30 minutes already. Inbound Lincoln, 25, and at the Hollow, 25 to 30 from either approach. Northbound BQE up to the Brooklyn Bridge, that is almost 40 minutes. In New Jersey, a problem in Mahwah, a crash involving a truck and a debris spill. Two lanes out on 17 North and at Ramapo Valley Road. Delays are back in full force on the thruway southbound, but only in Rockland from exit 14A to exit 12. Checking your forecast today, a nice one today, a sun cloud mix with a high of 78. Although some of us may see 80, tonight partly cloudy and 67. Saturday, scattered storms late and windy. Saturday's high, 76. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Susie. Great job. Joe telling you about Tranquil TX from Invite Health. You know what? If you want to calm down a little bit, check this out. I like telling you this because I know how crazy your life is, like mine. One thing after the next, you want to relax. Tranquil TX is a delicious, it's a delicious liquid beverage enhancer. And it's made with, you ready for this? Chamomile. Ooh. Passion flower. Al. Ooh. Lemon balm.
I need
balm.
That after getting excited.
Yes. You create a sense of calm. Mm. And when you're feeling stressed, Al, add Tranquil TX to your favorite beverage. Get all these great benefits without sugar and carbs. Tranquil TX has no carbs, no sugars, no alcohol. You know what right now, by the way, there's an amazing Columbus Day sale still going on. You buy two of the same product at retail, you get 40% off. 40% off. They're practically giving it away. Contact Invite Health. You know, I'm so proud to tell you about the good folks, our friends at Invite Health. They are state-of-the-art, cutting edge when it comes to your wellness. 800-694-2345. Invite Health, 800-694-2345 for Tranquil TX. Love telling you about Invite Health. Hey, get healthy. Hey, stay healthy.
Citadel Securities Americas LLC has an opening for the position of trader located in New York, New York. Job duties for the position include monitoring and analyzing incoming market information, economic news, and trading activity to manage portfolio risk, identify investment opportunities, and make trading decisions. This is a full-time position. Multiple positions available. To apply, send resumes by mail to Citadel Securities Americas LLC, attention, employee relations /LE, 131 South Dearborn Street, 27th floor, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Reference job code 562-7005.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo with New Jersey's gubernatorial election just weeks away. My buddy Steve Adubato, Emmy Award-winning anchor of State of Affairs, interviewed Democratic incumbent Governor Phil Murphy and his Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli. Steve and the two candidates discussed COVID-19, keeping kids safe in schools, infrastructure, and of course, New Jersey taxes. Tune in this Saturday, October 16th from 3 to 4 p.m. to hear these two interviews back-to-back right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Robert Auth is coming up. It's 923 with Joe on the radio, telling you about Tunnel to Towers. And Mike Gallagher, very kind in his words. We have been supporting Tunnel to Towers for many, many years. When I met the Siller family all those years ago, it has to be 15-plus years ago at the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, and we wanted a charity we could give to, and we asked Mayor Giuliani, what's the one charity in New York that where all the money goes right to the charity? And Mayor Giuliani said, it's Tunnel to Towers. There's only one charity that really does that better than anybody, helping out building, listen to this, 450 mortgage-free homes. You know, it's helping out catastrophically injured, helping out the Gold Star families. And Frank Ziller himself, just so inspired by you helping out the Tunnels to Towers Foundation and remembering his brother, Stephen, he walked from the Pentagon. He walked to Shanksville, and then he walked onto Ground Zero, right by Engine House 10, right there by Ground Zero. It was just so, so moving. So we want you to never forget because, you know, they name the names of those who we lost to 9/11 related illness. You forget about that, right? And they're naming the names of all who we lost in the war on terror on when? Veterans Day. The foundation is giving away a home a day through the holidays this year in a season of hope. Please never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number two, and then T.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Assemblyman Robert Auth, New Jersey Assemblyman, representing the 39th District, has a lot to say. Assemblyman, welcome back to the show. Robert, always great to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe. How's everybody doing this morning?
We're good, Assemblyman. Thank you so much. Hey, we were questioning the impact on the nursing homes in New Jersey. And we're talking about what happened with Governor Cuomo. And you heard us on the air. And then you had texted me, Robert. Assemblyman, you texted me and you said, well, what's going on? Because, Jack Cittarelli is running, of course, against Phil Murphy. And it was under Phil Murphy's watch. You lost so many people, certainly in Bergen County, in the nursing home deaths. It seemed like it was malicious in New York, but not so in New Jersey. What are the facts, Assemblyman Auth, please?
Well, I have to disagree with you. I don't know if it was malicious, but it was certainly calculated. New Jersey had a trial run at this back in early November of 2018, more than a year before COVID was around in New Jersey and manifested itself, the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation had 11 deaths and 36 infections from the adenovirus. That particular facility is in a district that I represent.
Yeah.
And those patients ran into the same situation. They had an infectious virus. I was in constant conversation with the health commissioner and the governor's office to see what we could do to ameliorate that. They wound up issuing recommendations. The State Department of Health issued recommendations. It was policy recommendations for infectious control in long-term care facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have been at the top of our game. We had 6 months prior to COVID to have all this hashed out and be ready to go. And he took his own recommendations and basically threw them in a circular file because he did absolutely the opposite. I mean, he did exactly the opposite of what he was supposed to do. He absolutely disregarded his own recommendations. And therefore, as a result of that, we had an absolutely horrible result. We had 8,000 people in residential homes that died. Our veterans facilities in Paramus and Menlo Park fared even worse. They were at 34% death rate in those facilities. He actually forced people to hospitals to send COVID patients back into the nursing homes, and he did that even though we had hospital ships in New York sent up by the president and federal government. We had the Javits Center set up for COVID patients. We had the Reverend Graham putting pop-up hospitals in Central Park. We had plenty of facilities where we could have put COVID-infected patients, and yet because of political juxtaposing in their political careers, they decided they were going to send them back to the nursing homes and leave those facilities that were set up completely empty. This is an absolute outrage. For this alone, he should be run out of office. Nice guy, not a nice guy. If it was poorly handled because he was just ineffective, well, he should be thrown out of office for that. But I think it was more calculated, politics came into play, and I really think it's an outrage that that happened. I mean, and it's, we haven't seen the end of this yet. I mean, this is still going on. What happened in Wanacue, there was a lawsuit and that just settled for like $6.5 million. But right now, the federal government is investigating New Jersey and the governor.
They are. Is that, now, Jack's been after Phil Murphy about this. Jack Chitterelli, correct, Robert?
Yeah, I did not see the second debate, and I wish I had an opportunity to do that. I was doing something locally in the district, but I was reading some analysis from the next day, and apparently he mentioned it early on in the debate, and the governor danced around it and went off to something else, and he never really followed up, which is disappointing because he could really, if he sat there and laid this out piece by piece and ignored the reporters asking the questions, he would have probably made some additional headway. But, you know, that's hindsight is 20/20, obviously.
Robert, what do you think about the taxes? I know Jack's been all over Governor Murphy on that, and no one's addressing it. I mean, and there's no cap on it. We don't know what's going to happen. The taxes still keep going up dramatically. They won't consolidate, services. And where do we, especially in Bergen County, how high the taxes are, Essex County, folks are moving out in droves. And is that resonating with the citizens? It seems like, okay, we're going to get taxed. Okay, we're going to vote for another Democratic governor because high taxes goes along with the Democratic Party. I mean, do people care? Do they just blindly are going to just stay here and pay the tax or just move away, Robert?
Well, Governor Murphy promised in his debate that he wasn't going to raise taxes in his second term, so we got that going for us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But sure.
Yeah, I know. But what's going to happen in the Assembly, as you know, which is all Democrat with the Senate, they just muscle things right through the way they want to. So how much can we believe that?
Joe, you can't believe it. I was being facetious when I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys, they have absolutely no conscience whatsoever. And I think, to be quite frank with you, this is actually going to come back and haunt the governor now, because while he is trying to invigorate his base, he's got President Biden's wife, the first lady, coming in to help him out at Middlesex College or something. His own base is very lackluster about him, because even though he's taxing the suburbs, they're still getting taxed in the inner cities, too, and it's becoming more and more difficult for them to survive.
Yeah,
so they're getting hurt, too.
Yeah, great observation. That's exactly right. They won't rebuild, you know, not in all instances, but they're not going to rebuild the inner cities, yet they're banging these folks with the NORC taxes are astronomical. You're absolutely right. Hey, so what does Jack do to, by the way, is he closing the gap poll number-wise, Assemblyman? It seems like it was that one time 15, now it's down to 9, so Jack Chitterelli is making some headway, yes?
Yes, he is. There's an undercurrent of voters being activated through these school board races that normally don't come out and vote in elections like this.
Yeah.
And they're going to be siding with Jack. And so that's the secret that will make this election a possible winner for Jack. He is closing the numbers, and I think that's a major reason for that. And we hear it all over the place when we're out campaigning and things like talking with the public. We hear it all the time. You know, I just want to get back to one thing that you mentioned about the inner cities.
Yeah.
One thing that Jack should initiate would be something like this. You know, when we try to gentrify inner cities and we encourage property owners to improve their properties, we should, instead of increasing their taxes for making an improvement on their property, we should give them a tax decrease for that. And that particular angle would encourage people to make their own improvements on their own properties. You wouldn't need the government to do it. They'd do it on their own.
Or just reach out. We just talked to Congressman Josh Gottheimer. And just to reach out and bring manufacturing back so we don't have a supply chain problem. And make it in New Jersey, man. Like we had, and also another thing that I would do as governor, I would say, you know what, with the pharmaceutical company, we are the medicine chest of the world in New Jersey. All the pharmaceuticals are here. We should get a break on that. Like we should get a break on gasoline for being one of the big states that refine gasoline, for crying out loud. See, we got all the answers, Assemblyman. We appreciate you letting us voice our concern here. But you're doing a great job. I see how you do door to door and how you step up. You know, and you are right with your voters in the 39th district, Assemblyman, and we appreciate that, Robert, and all the great work that you do, sir.
Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. And listen, I just wanted to mention, if I don't get there, tell the rabbi I said hi, okay?
You are fine. Well, I'll be the only one who shows up. Thank you, Assemblyman. Great. Very smooth. Very smooth. Assemblyman Robert Off. He's representing the 39th district in Bergen and Passaic County. I got to learn how to do that, man. These guys are good. These guys are good. Yeah, but you know, I'd love to.
Sorry.
Do the Alex Trebek.
Rest his soul.
Nobody says sorry like Alex Trebek.
That's right.
Rest his soul. Sorry. Hey, we can take some calls when we come back. 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. And if you'd like a charity and a freebie from Joey Benefit, call now. 877-970-2999. I'd love to. I'm sending my best. And I give everybody my best over there. 9:35. Al's got the headline news for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
66 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Starting today, New York City is offering up a $100 gift card and a free movie to anyone who rolls up their sleeve as part of their Vax to the Movies initiative. Vaccine clinics will be set up outside six movie theaters across the five boroughs. Moviegoers can get the shot on site and then go see a movie for free. Mayor de Blasio says those newly vaccinated moviegoers will also get $100 in spending money. Movie theaters in New York City have vaccine mandates, which means proof of a shot is needed to get in. You might need that $100 gift card because, of course, popcorn costs $87.50. Mizell's Chocolate, a Midtown Manhattan favorite, may be forced out of business as the owners say they are caught up in a rent fight with their landlord. Camilla Mizell says she has not been able to pay the almost $8,000 a month rent on her 55th Street store since April of 2020. She says her store was shut for 5 months during the height of the pandemic. Mizell, who says her store has been open since 1990, has been renegotiating the rent with her landlord when she was served with eviction papers at the end of the summer. The owners of the space wanted to pay $250,000 in back rent. So far, the city's moratorium on evictions have made it so she can stay, but she has no idea what she will do when it expires in January. In sports, Rangers dropped their home opener to the Stars 3-2 in overtime. The Islanders opening up the regular season on the road for the next 14 games. They lost this one to the Hurricanes 6-3. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny and 68 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. A new problem in the Bronx. A crash on the northbound Deegan north of Yankee Stadium. One lane out. You're backed up from off the RFK Triborough Bridge. Northbound BQE to the Brooklyn Bridge. About 35 minutes. Inbound George 90 for the upper, 40 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is down to 15. Holland 15 to 20 from either approach. Delays on the cross Bronx westbound Castle Hill Avenue to the outbound George. In New Jersey, volume on the Parkway north and southbound through the 140s. An accident in Mahwah 17 northbound at Ramapo Valley Road. Two lanes out. It's involving a debris spill as well. New York State Thruway southbound really slow. 14A to exit 12. Your forecast today: a sun cloud mix with a high of 78 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy and 67. Saturday late rain, windy Saturday with a high of 76. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Hiring for an open job shouldn't morph into a full-time job. Indeed is the smart hiring platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to TalentNest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I've been telling you about Relief Factor because I want you to call this morning, please. Will you call this morning? Get the 3-week quick start. You go to ReliefFactor.com. You ask for the 3-week quick start. You can also call 800-500-8384. They're so nice over there. 800-500-8384. And give yourself 3 weeks to get out of pain. How about that? You got hip pain? You got knee pain? Huh? Shoulder pain? Neck pain? Come on. Come on. Come on. I had all the pain. I don't even, by the grace of God, I'm out of pain. I'm out of pain by the grace of God. And thanks to, I think, Relief Factor. I started taking Relief Factor. 5 days I was out of pain. And I've been out of pain ever since. That's the thing. And you got to keep taking it. So we invite you to go to ReliefFactor.com. You go to ReliefFactor.com and, you know, get yourself into life again. You could do it. I know you could do it. And by the way, for less than $20, less than $20, you could see if you can get out of pain. And it only takes 3 short weeks to find out if you can get out of pain. It's ReliefFactor.com. Say bye-bye to pain, hello to relief with Relief Factor, and do it this morning, please. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-583-84.
People with cancer prefer Dr. Lederman's innovative cancer treatment. Many are so disappointed not to get the same care elsewhere. Dr. Lederman is first in Western Hemisphere with body radio surgery, non-invasive, highly successful outpatient cancer treatment where we attack cancer. No cutting, no bleeding. Dr. Lederman's first. When all others thought standard treatment was okay, Dr. Lederman doesn't settle for okay. Why should you? For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work, isn't tolerated, or isn't wanted. The original, Dr. Lederman. Don't settle for excuses and imitation. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, for appointment and free booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Don't be disappointed elsewhere. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, doctor. And we want to tell you about Eye on Real Estate. You want to learn from the best? Well, listen, please. Saturday mornings at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, CEO of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track on what is hot in real estate. You stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game, you're a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent, work within the business, you know, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's like a living legend. She really is a great gal, too. Tune into, please, Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., right here on AM 970, The Answer. Dottie Herman, Eye on Real Estate, Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
It's Jay Sekulow Live, today at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Yep. Here we go, baby. Come on now. I love the way Brian Setzer, they just kind of embrace that kind of jive kind of sound, you know?
And I mean, that was his biggest hit with the Stray Cats, and then it took him years to really just, like you said, embrace it, and he runs with it now.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great sound. It's a great original sound. Brian Setzer, 942 with Joe on the radio. So interesting that I remember I did a show down in Princeton, and it was in the fairgrounds down there in Princeton by Princeton, and it was for Roma Bank at the time. Roma Bank before they were bought by Investor Bank. So with Senator Peter Inverso, my friend, and I would go down there and I did a whole show about the whole band down there with Joe Muccioli, and I committed to a private show for a doctor that does these rock and roll concerts, and I committed to a show in New York. So of course I double booked here. Here I am. This was years ago. So I did the concert in Princeton, got off stage, and I had a former state trooper, retired, drive me to New York, and I had to be there like at, you know, like 8:30 or whatever it was. And I was still like an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours away. So the trooper was great, you know, that nobody handles those roads like the troopers or like the former troopers. So he's flying through, and I'm going, this is great. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. We get to New York. We stop in New York. I get handed off to an NYPD cop. And an NYPD cop's going to take me to the cutting room where we're going to do the event. where I think some folks from Mountain were there. There were some rock and roll folks there, and my buddy Arno Heck from the Uptown Horn was there. Uptown Horns were there, and it was going to be a great concert. So, off-duty cop from the NYPD picks me up, and now we're getting to New York City traffic on our way to the cutting room. And I said, "How you doing?" He goes, "Hey, good, good." You know, in 9/11, I was there, so you know, I'm still feeling the effects. He said, "Now this, because this was only 3 or 4 years ago." And I said, "Well, how you doing?" He goes, "Well, I'm on 27 medications." The cop tells me, and I go, "Whoa!" I said, "You're on 27." He goes, "Yeah, you know, it was just the after effects of 9/11." I said, "God bless you, man, and you know, thank you for your service." And we talked. I never forgot that. I never forgot. And when I tell you about Tunnel to Towers, you know, and I tell you about law enforcement, I think of that officer, you know, putting his just running to ground zero, you know, trying to look for lives, and sifting through that horrific. You know, deadly air that was down there, yet still surviving and, you know, taking the medicine. By the way, got to the concert, walked on stage. They handed me a Les Paul guitar, put it on, and we went right into, like, Pink Cadillac or whatever I was playing at the time. Hey Joe, I think we did. And we had a great time, and it was a big success. Cut to last week at Michael's of Brooklyn. So I'm working the room, as it were, singing, talking, meeting everybody. So many nice people, by the way. One gal told me, "Joe, I'm 79 years old." She said, "Look great, by the way." She goes, and "My husband, he's 63. I like younger men." She goes like that. It was great. You know, there you go. So and it was so cute. And I said, "Give me a hug. Come here. Give me a hug." It was just a love fest at Michael's of Brooklyn. And then I go by another table, and that was the table that said, because Mary is Mary, our superstar sales gal. And her husband Sam, they're expecting. So Mary's looking expecting. I told you this. Al, did I tell Al? Yeah. So well, I'm sitting there with Mary, and I'm making sure. You know me. I'm like a dad now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm wearing. Man, she's okay. You're pregnant. Okay. You okay? Yeah. Okay. And I'm standing. You okay? And I'm so now. And Mary and I are standing together. Angela Vivolo's there. You know, and then then we had Andy come in, you know, who ran the sound.
Right. Yeah.
So we're sitting there. Now I'm going to work at the table. I go to one table, and they point to Mary, who's praying, to say, "Joe, is that another exit?" they said to me. I went, "Wait, no. Stop right there." It was so funny that the gal said it. Cracked me up. Cracked Mary up. We were laughing about it, and she and Sam were laughing about it, but. You know, so we had a laugh about that, and we had a joke about that. The guy at the table says, then this is a guy, and he goes, "Joe, do you remember, I promise you, this is what I love about meeting people." No, he says, "Do you remember a cop that picked you up and took you from the state trooper, and we went to the cutting room? Do you remember that and that ride we had?" I said, "Exactly right. Yeah, I remember that. Matter of fact, I talk about it. And the cop was on 27 medications. I never forgot that because he was a hero at 9/11. He goes, "I was that cop."
Oh, wow.
Right there, Michael's of Brooklyn.
Nice.
I said, "That's you?" And he goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You remember that?" I told him every little detail about the trip. The whole table couldn't believe it because I remember that. I said, "You told me we had the chat. You were sitting there. I was in the front seat. We were going right to the cutting room. Remember, I got there right?" And he was amazed. And I shook his hand and said, "You know what, sir? You are doing great. Looks healthy, thank God.
That's
it looks great. I shook that officer's hand. I said, "Thank you for your service."
Nice.
"And I remember how good you were and how quick you got me there, man." I said, "And we made the show." And he goes, "Yeah." And so we were talking the whole rest of the night. I saw him on his way out.
That's awesome.
We were shaking hands.
That's an incredible story.
Yeah, and that wildest thing. How it worked, all those years. It had to be 4 or 5 years ago, maybe more, that I was down there and to meet this officer doing so well. That's why at Michael's of Brooklyn, all good things seem
Are you
to
hoping
happen.
To be double booked again so yeah. that he can, you know.
I should have said, "Hey, I need to get here. What are you driving around?" Well, we had a couple of laughs and we were, and I said, I go, 27? He goes, "You know what, Joe? I'm down to 8. So there it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's only down, he's cutting it down. So thanks for your service. And it's that's why I love meeting the folks. And that, to me, right there is a testament on how great we are as a people, as New Yorkers, as New Jerseyans, as Brooklynites, or just serving this great country. We really are a good people. And you know how I know, too, from the parade, all walks of life, all ethnicity. It was just great, and we are good. And I could feel the momentum coming back. Only one website put me, and they put me and the Fox News interview I did on Monday. saying, Biscopo backs Christopher Columbus. You know, like it was the worst thing. Blybacks killer, genocidal killer. Yeah, that was only one
article.
Come
on, corpse, keep moving. Keep moving. I mean, really?
Only one negative article in that regard. And we applaud Fox and Friends for having the guts, you know, to be able to put us on, you know.
I like how they talk about
Rachel Duffy actually chatted with me, and we just had a great chat. And you know what? More people understand now that Columbus, in many, many ways, was a brilliant navigator. And what he did is even more so and more important than what happened. Like Dinesh D'Souza, I saw him on with Jesse, and he says that it was more than landing on the moon at that time. They didn't know what was out there. They thought the Earth was flat.
Yeah.
So you got to give him so credit, but we're on the way back. The pendulum is coming back to the right way.
I like how the tabloids in these publications talk about Columbus like he was alive yesterday, like all of this stuff just happened a week ago. We're talking about something that happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, if he even did those things.
But the point is that we can honor these people and still, you know, talk about the things that they may or may not have done within history. Right, Thomas Jefferson. People will say he was a great president. The third president bought Louisiana, allowed the country to prosper and grow. Yes, he owned slaves. You can still talk about those things in a way that doesn't diminish the accomplishments of what he did.
The fact about Columbus that they miss, and we invite you to go to knowcolumbus.org, knowcolumbus.org, is that he did not abuse the slaves. He left for a while, and he put people in charge that there was a problem. But do not forget, these people... And they weren't indigenous people. They weren't Native Americans. They were from another land, from another time, in some other part of the world that had nothing to do with where we are now. And Columbus was there, and he discovered that there was a new world here. But they did a little thing that people forget. You know what they did? They ate each other. They ate each other. And they would have meals, and Bob, you are dinner tonight.
Bob.
You know,
Bob. Poor Bob.
It's like a lottery. Oh, I drew the ticket.
Yep, get him. I'll have the finger.
And then
get in the crock pot.
I'm telling you, and to talk about the Native Americans here, they did the same thing. So don't talk to me. It's like, and I'm not going to vilify the Native Americans in America for cannibalism. I'm not going to vilify it because. I mean, there might have been some vegetarians among them, you know. I don't want to be, you know, totally racist here. So just relax. Just relax. And by the way, and we heard it earlier on the radio, Kamala Harris's grandfather owned slaves in Jamaica. The vice president of the United States, her grandfather, in recent memory, in recent history, owned slaves. Where's the press on that? 9:51 with Joe on the radio, AM 970. The Answer, Susie Cerrone in All Morning Long for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies, 69 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Accident in Queens on the LIE easement at the Clearview. Alternate side is in effect. Accident on the Deegan Northman at Yankee Stadium blocking a lane. You're backed up from the RFK Triborough. Cross Bronx to the outbound George at least 30 minutes. And an accident off the inbound George upper level right by the toll plaza. So 90 minutes for the upper, about 40 at the lower. Inbound Lincoln only 15. Holland 15 to 20 from either approach. In Mahwah, a crash involving a debris spill. 17 northbound at Ramapo Valley Road that has two lanes out. And minor delays still on the thruway south, but only in Rockland exit 13 to 12. Your forecast today, a sun cloud mix, a high of 78, although some of us may see 80 tonight, partly cloudy and 67. Saturday, scattered storms and windy. Saturday's high, 76. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show. On AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Susie. Great job for Debbie Duhaime. Know Columbus, KNOW Columbus, the National Columbus Education Foundation. You know what? If you're a decent human being, you're going to want to learn about something before you start protesting, complaining, whining, and being racist and accusing the Italians of being just that. KnowColumbus.org, please. The first organization of its kind dedicated to conducting and distributing research related to Christopher Columbus with the goal of dispelling the myths surrounding his accomplishments. KnowColumbus.org. It's K-N-O-W. Columbus.org is comprised of members from all of the major national Italian-American organizations that I tell you about. Columbus Citizens Foundation, the Italian Sons and Daughters of America. How about the National Italian-American Foundation? How about the Order Sons and Daughters of Italy? UNICO. Know Columbus, K-N-O-W, Columbus.org's goal is to develop policy solutions and proposals to address the preservation of Columbus Day, celebrating Italian-Americans. Foundation resources will be directed toward the creation of educational materials to appeal to a wide variety of audiences, all with the goal of preserving the famed explorer's legacy. Get to know Columbus, please. Get started today at knowcolumbus.org.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo with New Jersey's gubernatorial election just weeks away. My buddy Steve Adubato, Emmy Award-winning anchor of State of Affairs, interviewed Democratic incumbent Governor Phil Murphy and his Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli. Steve and the two candidates discussed COVID-19, keeping kids safe in schools, infrastructure, and of course, New Jersey taxes. Tune in this Saturday, October 16th from 3 to 4 p.m. to hear these two interviews back-to-back right here on AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Remaining warm for today with a high of 77 under a blend of sunshine and clouds, feeling more like late summer than the middle of October. For tonight, mild under a mostly cloudy sky, the low 66. Turning cloudy and breezy to start the weekend, otherwise still warm, the high 76. Some rain and a heavy thunderstorm late in the day into the evening. We could see heavy downpours and even damaging winds. But looking partly sunny and dry, yet windy for Sunday. Noticeably cooler, but more seasonable, the high 62. I'm meteorologist Adam Sadbury on AM 970, The Answer.
Like this guy. Get this guy in FM radio. Adam, great job, buddy. Get him on FM radio. I like that. Hey. Can I tell you about Balance of Nature before we get out of here? Because I love you. I don't want you to build up your immune system. And you could do it with Balance of Nature, I think, because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. When I had that cancer, I was talking to Dr. Rock about that. How Rocky got me down to NYU from another hospital that misdiagnosed my cancer, said it was benign and where it wasn't. And Dr. Rock had me get a second opinion that turned out to be a medullary carcinoma in my thyroid. And by the grace of God, I'm okay, you know. But back then, even a doctor I had, Dr. Marvin Belsky, God bless him, his a beautiful daughter Annie used to do makeup at Saturday Night Live. And Dr. Belsky said, you got to eat fruits and vegetables. So here we are, 2021. Right here, this day, talking with Dr. Douglas Howard. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And now you can get 35% off of any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And free shipping, 35% off, and a free health coach, courtesy of the Howard family. Don't get me started. How great is this? Come on. 800-2468-751. Build up that immune system. You know, go on the Balance of Nature train like the rest of us do. It's just 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, Joe. Here's a message from Deborah, my limo driver. You know, I meant to tip her more. So the guy that runs the limo company was there at the event last night with Roger Bear. So I gave him the money to give to the driver.
Oh, great.
I didn't feel like I felt delinquent. You know what? We got a great weekend coming up. We're going to tell you all about it. I'm going over to Fox to do something. And then we'll talk to you on Sunday. We'll be back Monday morning. Joe Sebelia, Al Gattulo, and we got Nick, and we got Kara, and we got everybody here for you. Right on AM 970, The Answer. Do not miss Mike Gallagher this morning. Vital Listen 10:05 right here on AM 970, The Answer. But would you do this for me, please? Because we love you. We respect you. We are one nation under God. In God we trust. And I say, God bless America. God bless you and your family. Now go out and make it the best weekend ever. And you know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.